Hey guys, property search think Gladfish. I'm Brett Allegra-Wood and this is Property Rant. So today, are international investors creating a bubble? All right, now I get asked this question all the time. And certainly as the market starts to increase, not so much when anything stabilized. It's amazing how when things stabilize, the international investors are off the hook. The interesting thing is, I doubt it. Whenever I hear these stories, and I've heard them in Australia, I've heard them in Spain, I've heard them in UK, and in fact, pretty much all the markets that I've been involved in, where they have vibrant property markets and that are, the open markets, I guess you'd call. The thing is, I really doubt that it's the international investors that are causing a country's problems. Now, are they causing specific towns? I mean, let's take coastal Spain in the lead up to the GFC, Actually, yes, coastal Spain got affected because there was lots of Brits over there, okay, that had holiday homes. And it wasn't so much the ones that had holiday homes that was the problem. It was ones that bought for investment and they're buying multiples. And really, there was such a sales culture. There was, not the due diligence. And in fact, there wasn't the available due diligence. So there was a lot of those sort of issues in coastal Spain that did. And you know what happened? Recession hit. And of course, lots of people pulled out and it destroyed that market for near on a decade. Interestingly, we're moving back in there now because we see the bargains coming back and we see house prices are actually quite good now. But, take Mayfair or Knightsbridge or Sydney, those sort of places. And not just Sydney, because actually Sydney's a massive city, okay? Well, not by world standards, but it is a big city by Australian standards. Specific areas of Sydney that, are affected by international investors, okay? And there is also specific areas where what you'll find is a company will buy a large tract of land and they'll then go market that overseas exclusively. So you have overseas investors in that area. It's gonna be coming in, full of investors, very few owner occupiers. Those sort of areas, yes, on a macro or on a micro level like that, but on a macro level in a country, no, I've not seen it yet. And if anything, all right, there's two things. I think they're an easy target for the media, okay? So it's very easy to say when things are looking up, when prices are going up, oh, blame the international investors. Don't blame the government. Don't blame all the restrictions. Don't blame the lack of supply. Don't blame the planning and how hard it is to get planning. Don't blame all these things. No, let's blame the easy target because they can't fight back because they're overseas. Yeah, and look, actually, a lot of international investors drive investment into an area which can actually regenerate an area that was perhaps sitting there, sitting stagnant and doing nothing for years. Look, interestingly, London was a bit of an investment ghost town from local investors after the last economic crisis. Yeah, it was the international investors that were investing in. And that's why, living in Singapore, every single weekend, there was 3, 4, 5 different exhibitions because everybody was coming out here. Now, not so much. Yeah, because the local investors have come back into the market. But when the local investors exited, the international investors didn't. And so actually they can benefit, So flip this question on the head, well, are they creating a bubble? A lot of the time, they're actually stopping from the real drops in prices, okay, and causing a little bit, a good even keel. Do they drive up prices generally? They're not big enough. There's not enough of them to drive up a country's house prices. A specific area, yes. But you often find that those specific areas are actually, I talk about London being a world city, but I'm talking about world towns. So Mayfair, Knightsbridge, Chelsea, all these sort of places in the UK. Really, are they in the UK or are they a world town? And to some degree, they're a world town and have been for many, many years. They haven't been owned by, locals. There's certainly locals involved in there. There's certainly locals living there, all right? So, are they creating a bubble? No, I don't think so. Don't believe that. Most of the time, it's media hype. Okay, guys, have a great day. Live with passion.